It got 20,000 views on TikTok. I posted it sometime last year. I reposted it a month and a half ago, 2 months ago on Instagram, and it got, I think it's at like 12 million views.
The Broke Agent presents OverAsk Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of OverAsk. Today we have social media sensation, the Jared Benson on the program. I mean, this guy came out of left field, Eric. This guy came out of nowhere, and he is just, it's insane.
I can't go on Instagram without seeing this guy's posts.
Yeah, same. Instagram, I saw him, I swear, 4 days ago, he had 120,000 followers. Now he's at 166,000 on Instagram. I mean, this is a growth hack. Jared, thanks so much for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Jared, for people who may not know you, which I really don't think is many anymore, because like Eric said, you're literally all over TikTok and Instagram. Can you kind of give us your elevator pitch? Who is the Jared Benson?
I am a real estate agent just north of Orlando, Florida. So I work the whole Orlando area. I do real estate full time, and I do comedy content creation full time as well.
When you say comedy content creation full-time, you get paid for this?
I get some money from Instagram, and I also get sponsors as well.
Do you have the monetization feature? Like, they're straight up paying you for reels?
Yeah. The bonus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hasn't happened to us yet, man. It's around the corner, hopefully.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why we haven't. Jared, I mean, you don't follow me. That's neither here nor there. We can get into that later, but yeah, I don't know. What's the most you've gotten paid for a reel?
Specifically for a reel, just to have something in the shot, $300.
What about from Instagram itself? Like, say you get a reel with 1 million views, how much do they pay you? And how does that even work?
So it's like a sliding scale, pretty much. If I get, say, around 40 million views in a month, I'll probably make $4,000 to $5,000 from it.
I mean, that's extremely solid.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? Why don't I have? Where's my shit? How do monetize it?
They roll it out to different people. It's crazy.
No, yeah. I have it. I just haven't set it up.
Oh, yeah. Set that up. It's really good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys are in a good spot too. Like, I don't know if they're going to do the monetization feature for more meme style pages like myself. I mean, I do some original content too. I'm trying to work in like one or two a week now. But I don't know if they're going to do that for just like a video with a caption on it. So we'll see about that.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about your explosive growth here and how this even started. Like, did you start with real estate content or did you start doing comedy content?
So I started on TikTok in January of 2021, doing real estate content. I originally had just started TikTok to try to boost my real estate business. The way I like to do real estate, I'm not a big like lead generator and then, you know, cold call, do open houses. I'm not really into that. I'm more into people coming to me. So I found a way to make that happen. So I started off with real estate content. Did that for probably a full year. Obviously I would do some comedy and stuff in it as well. And then just recently I've gotten kind of sick of doing just real estate content, and I've kind
joined the club.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what were these early videos like? Were they you like kind of acting out memes? Were they like dad at inspection skits? Like, what were these? Cause I see a little bit of real estate content now. Like you said, it's mostly not real estate content, but like what kind of kicked it off for you on TikTok? What were those videos like?
So, you know, I did a lot of just kind of like trends. I would see a trend and I would see how I could kind of like mold that into a real estate video. And then I would try to go and do like normal comedy videos with some real estate, like a dad at an inspection or something like that. But what really kind of pushed me over the edge, got me over the 100,000. I think I went from something like 13 or 14,000 on TikTok to 150,000 in a couple days. And that was from a video just talking about down payment assistance.
So was like an educational video.
Yeah.
Was okay. It wasn't even funny?
No, it wasn't even funny.
Damn.
You look so perplexed, man.
I'm doing the I'm doing the
monetization
wrong
thing. Just yeah, threw
I'm
us
dressing
off
like Eminem right. in my videos, and fucking all I have to do is talk about mortgage
about
loans.
Payment assistance.
Yeah, geez, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So that was the, I was going to ask that. That was the video that kind of just started it all. Like,
yeah.
in terms of followers.
Yeah, that really started it all. And then I started. I don't know if you've seen my Dave Ramsey content. I do stuff, you know, kind of joking around about him and stuff like that. And that got me a lot of followers as well. So I have a weird mix on my TikTok, which is people who wanted down payment assistance, people interested in making fun of Dave Ramsey, and then, you know, like 15% people who enjoy comedy. So
that's like my Grant Cardone shit, Eric.
Yeah.
I like to poke fun at Grant Cardone.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, that's great. But you, what I saw of you first was your life hack, your mock life hacks.
That's what got me big on Instagram. I think I had like 6,000 or 7,000 followers on Instagram, which I had built over many years. And then I reposted a life hack. I did, you know, the Do You Want to See Your Kids Again? I don't know if that's one you saw, about getting your offer accepted. It got 20,000 views on TikTok. I posted it sometime last year. I reposted it a month and a half ago, 2 months ago on Instagram, and it got, I think it's at like 12 million views.
Yeah. So did you just like hit, do you think there's like some sort of algorithm you've hit? Because it literally seems like weekly you are growing rapidly. Like,
yeah. I think so. I mean, once people know your face, they usually want to stop and watch that video. It could be terrible and people are still going to sit there and watch it. So I think that's part of it. Obviously, once you grow, it's easier to maintain. You know, it's hard to kind of like hit that bit where you start to grow. You know, especially on TikTok, just because TikTok is such a flight or fall, you know, situation.
So before TikTok and Reels, what were you posting?
Nothing.
Like literally just absolutely nothing?
I was literally afraid to be on video.
Okay.
Before TikTok. Wow. Oh, yeah. That's great, because so many people are afraid to be on video. So what changed?
I can't remember exactly, but I remember watching some videos and thinking, oh, this is really funny. I think maybe I could do something like this. And I just started to do it. I started to get some followers, and I just kind of became addicted to people watching my videos. So
no, it's funny, Jared. And I'm gonna admit that this is a Overask exclusive right here. I had this idea, okay? And I was like, you know what? Because I kept seeing these life hacks. This was before I saw you. I said, and I run all my ideas by my wife. And I say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a mock life hack. And my wife said, some guy already does that. And I was like, what? And she sent me your video. And I was like,
oh, that's funny.
Fuck that guy. But I kept watching it. It's very good. But I was very upset at first because I thought I struck gold. And it was just going to be like a one-off thing. You continually do it, which is really awesome. But I thought I had this like brilliant idea to do a mock life hack, which I don't know if you're the originator of that or if there's other people who do that.
I haven't seen like a fake life hack before. Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, like I think Erica Kohlenberg is a big one. She does like life hacks, and that's kind of who I'm spoofing is her.
Yeah, so. The spoof is great. That's what, yeah. So yeah, I haven't seen anyone else
do real estate life hacks.
Yeah.
He does them. Yeah, he does
them
all.
You could do them too. Everyone does everything that everybody does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life hacks is not exclusive to.
No,
to
I'm
Jared
not.
Here.
I'm not stealing Jared's life hacks.
All right. Fine.
It's exclusive. Then it's a Jared.
You
want to
grow 10,000 a day? Thanks. This guy grows 10,000 a day every time.
I know,
refreshes
but I'm not fucking Jared. Jared, right. I have 49,000 followers. You know, not. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah. It's very good.
But. I mean, I'm not growing like you're growing. So,
yeah.
What the fuck?
it's definitely slowed down. On average now, I'm getting anywhere from 500 to 2,000 people a day. Net.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was pretty fast for a little bit. You know, and honestly, on social media, it's not necessarily healthy to grow that way.
Sure.
Because you get a lot of just shallow follows.
Right.
You know, right now the problem I'm dealing with on my TikTok is that I've switched my content from solely real estate and Dave Ramsey related content to pretty much solely comedy. So I'm getting videos right now that get 2,000 views. Yeah. I have 300 and something thousand followers. You know, I'm still getting 2,000 view videos. Yeah. But it's just kind of how that works.
That's tough when you want to work your way out of that niche. I mean, I feel that too. Like doing real estate content for 7 years, mm-hmm. you know, just hammering the same jokes over and over and over again. Like I'm way funnier and stuff that isn't real estate.
Right.
Like there's not much like, but my audience, it's all real estate agents.
Yeah.
And real estate is a good vessel for comedy for sure. And you can
absolutely
work, you could work in so many things at open houses, at inspections that are even not based in actual real estate, but it's just the setting. Yeah. So you could do that too, but it is hard when you kind of pigeonhole yourself to an audience. So yeah, that must be difficult on your followings because you have so many different people.
That's exactly
facets of life.
Yeah, that's how it felt. You know, there's only so many ways you can say the market's crazy. Yeah. Without getting completely bored of what you're doing. And that's what happened. I was just kind of making different videos, but it was the same video constantly. And I was getting sick of watching myself. So I was like, listen, I gotta move away from that. Obviously, I still keep the fact that I'm a realtor on everything that I do because it does bring in business. It brings in instant business. It brings in people saying, we're buying here. We want you to help us. We're pre-approved. That happens all the time. It's great. So, you know, that's just kind of how it is now.
And this is happening to you in DMs on TikTok and Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this your, like your main source of lead generation at this point? It's got
yeah,
it, right?
This is, it's my sphere in this. This is,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so exactly how I feel too.
Let's get into filming these for a second because the sheer volume is psychotic.
It's insane. What do you do, four a day?
Sometimes, yeah.
So are you bulk recording these? Are you just coming up with these on the spot? What's your process?
It's usually on the spot. If I record something and put it in drafts, it's usually until the next day or until later that day. But most of the time it's me just, you know, I'll be sitting here doing something or I'll be driving. I'll be like, all right, I got to make this video when I get home or I got to make this video right now. That's usually how it is.
Got it.
Do you record in app, like on TikTok or Reels?
I record everything in the TikTok app.
Okay, and then you just remove the watermark and put it on Reels?
Yes. Yeah, I use Snaptic. I do it on my phone. It's really good. You can download it in full HD. You have to close out an ad, and that's it. And you have it in your download folder.
Does that actually help recording in-app? Because there's a lot of people say it does help.
A lot of rumors swirling about that.
I have no idea. I have, you know, I have... you know, viral Instagram videos that I just, you know, re-downloaded from TikTok. I'm just so used to using TikTok's in-app editor. It's so simple for me now that I'm afraid to use anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
So you prefer TikTok over Instagram?
I prefer Instagram over TikTok, but I prefer TikTok's in-app editor.
Nice.
I guess as a whole. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've always felt Instagram in terms of getting business is better as a whole.
It's more of a community regardless, where TikTok is more of a shallow follow.
Yeah, that's what I've always said, and people always disagreed with that. Like,
no, it's true.
My Instagram following is very engaged. Like, I have a very engaged following. TikTok, I don't have nearly as many, but I've always felt that it's almost like they see one video, they follow, and they kind of forget about you. Or
100%.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, and Instagram, they push to your people, whereas TikTok, you have to get through the follower gate. So if your followers don't like that video and don't watch the whole video, it's not putting it on the For You page. It's not getting past your followers. Whereas Instagram is a little more forgiving with that. So like, whereas a video on TikTok can very simply on my page do 2,000 views, on Instagram, I'm going to get a guaranteed 50 or 60,000 views.
Yeah. Yeah, you know your audience on Instagram. You recognize your commenters. You recognize the people in the DMs. TikTok, it's all random.
Exactly.
People it's serving it too. I completely agree with you. But TikTok feels so much easier to grow, but it seems like you're growing equally as quick on both of them, which is great. Are you doing anything on YouTube Shorts or any of these other vertical platforms?
That's my next hurdle is YouTube. I have two very short YouTube videos that I throw together on my phone. But I do post everything as a short on YouTube. I think I have like 400 followers or subscribers.
Or so. Is your YouTube strategy going to be like longer form comedy videos, or is it actually going to be real estate content?
It's going to be longer form comedy videos. My two videos I have up there now are real estate. But you know, there's so many people doing real estate content. It's going to be the same exact thing over and over again. You know, this is an FHA loan. Like everyone knows what that is at this point. But that's going to be it. Longer form content.
Eric, do you know what that is?
No, I was going to ask you, Matt. Do you know what that is?
I was going to ask you.
FAH? What was it again, dude? Just kidding. We know exactly what that is.
Yeah, we know everything about real estate.
This is a content marketing podcast. You know, we don't talk about
Jared. You know, what do you think? You're coming into a fucking Dave Ramsey podcast?
Yeah,
we know
exactly.
Everything
this
there
is. Ridiculous.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, so you said you were uncomfortable on video at first. And you don't really know how you got comfortable. How did you know you were funny?
Hello?
Oh, we lost it. We lost
back there.
Hey,
that was hilarious.
I know you had this hilarious face.
Oh,
on
great!
You're making this massive smile. It's like,
did you hear that question?
It cut off like I don't know, like 20 seconds ago.
Okay, so we did. So this is.
Should we do the FHA bit again? Did you hear that part?
No, I think
I heard that. I heard that.
No need to run that back.
And we said it's not a Dave Ramsey podcast. It was.
I heard that was where it cut off. Yeah.
Okay, good, because you didn't really. We didn't get the reaction we were looking for.
Oh,
we
damn.
Try it again, Matt.
Yeah. No, it's good. Okay, so you said you were uncomfortable on camera. You don't really know how you kind of got comfortable on camera, but. How did you know you were funny? Were you always kind of the funny one in your family or with your friends? Or how did you know that was going to be kind of what you niched down on?
I was definitely, this is going to sound so cliche, I'm sorry. I was definitely the class clown.
Classic.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
So was I.
Thank you. Yeah. I was looking forward to saying that. So, yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah, I guess I've always kind of been the funny person.
Yeah, you're just talking about Dave Ramsey in class and shit, and people getting a fucking hoot. Yeah, no, I was a class clown too. I get it. So no, it's cool to hear. I mean, you were uncomfortable on camera. You leaned into something that I guess you were comfortable with, which was being funny and being silly. And I think more people, if they just did that, because everyone feels like they have to be funny to create to do creative content. But
right,
like you said on TikTok, your first one that blew up was. Some boring, I don't know if it's boring, but some.
It was boring. it was literally, it was me. I took a sip of a drink. It said, are you sick of renting or something like that? I can't even remember. And then I looked at the camera when the beat dropped. And then it showed like, I think at the time there was a bill in Congress for $15,000 or $25,000 down payment assistance. It's never gotten passed, but it was there. And everyone was kind of looking forward to it. And that was it. And it was a bunch of text just saying that, and then I looked around the corner, and that was it. And then that was it.
Oh. Yeah, simple. See, educational stuff works.
Yeah,
here. You don't have to be a
You don't have to be funny. You don't have to be the class clown in real.
Yeah, you don't have to be. No, absolutely not.
No, you certainly don't have to be.
But
it certainly helps.
But you'll have more respect from us if you are.
No, correct.
Jared, I want to get a little bit more into some of the strategy here. Like I know this isn't just rant. Like your hashtags too. I was looking at. So you use like about 3 hashtags per post. I see big hashtags, which we always advise against. I'll see hashtag comedy, hashtag jokes, psychotic hashtags, ones with 50 million things. Do you think these work? And then hashtag life hacks too. So do you think this is helping you out in the algorithm, or do you think it does nothing, or what's going on with this?
Honest opinion, I have no idea.
Got it.
What I will do is I will emulate hashtags where I've had viral videos from. And that's it. That's my hashtag strategy.
The best part about all this is you're growing like crazy, and you don't like everyone always blames something like, oh, I just don't understand the algorithm. Neither do you. You're just posting and it's trial and error, and you're seeing what works, what doesn't, and then you just post more of what does work and less of what doesn't.
And that's the exact key right there. If you find something that works, do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again, do it again, and do it again, but change it slightly every time so people don't think you're doing the same thing, but do pretty much the same thing.
Right. It's so true.
Yeah.
And Eric has said that for years. Like you can repost so much content because as you grow, you get new followers who just haven't been that far down on your page. Right. So you can literally post even the exact same video from months ago.
Yeah, you just reposted Stan and it crushed.
Yeah. So Jared, I do this. I have this reel. Some people call it the greatest reel of all time in real estate, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, we won't get into that, but it's where I say if Stan were a real estate agent. You can go check it out on my page. Maybe throw me a follow as well. But
Yeah,
it'd be an honor to get a follow by the Jared Benson. Guy's going to be at fucking 3 million tomorrow. But I just say if Stan were a real estate agent, I'd do a wrap. And it was a good reel. I posted it when I was didn't have as many followers. And then I just posted it again and did pretty well. I mean, it did well, but like so many comments of people who just had never seen it.
Yeah.
And like, it's good to just like, kind of refurbish some content, and then like you said, you can literally post the same video just a little different every time.
Right. I mean, it's like the life hacks. I mean, you know, everyone knows kind of what's coming. You know, it's going to be some crazy thing and then that's it. But people come back for it. The Dave Ramsey videos, I don't know if you've seen them. It literally flicks you off from the car. Everyone knows what's going to happen, but they get so many views because people just, I mean, they expect it, but they want to see it again.
Yeah, it's that formula that's kind of conditioned in their head. Mm-hmm. They know how long the video is going to be. They understand it's consistent. They know when the punchline is coming. So that kind of keeps them around. That's very smart. Another thing you could do too when you're reposting videos is throw a different audio on it, change up the caption a little bit. So I've been doing this now because I'm like in a major content just struggle basically where I'm just, I've been coming up with the same jokes. I'm like not an active realtor right now. I'm
right now. You're never going to be again.
I'll never be again. Exactly. And I'm looking for content in my comments. I'm looking on real estate Facebook pages. I'm looking at other creators and just like trying to find some like different angles here. And then I'm finding the best stuff still. Like today I posted a video about just like an appraisal that is delaying the deal. And the thing's already at like 200,000 views. And I posted it a couple hours ago and it's just an Usher meme basically. But you know, this is just something that's, you know, been reposted before, but my best performing posts now are stuff that I posted 3-4 years ago to a newer audience with kind of a newer, fresher caption. So I think anyone listening to this, you could definitely start reposting some of your stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any change in the last couple of weeks? Cause maybe even the last week I've noticed the last reel I haven't posted since last week, but the last reel I did post, it's kind of like taken on a life of its own. It was kind of stuck at 100K and now it's at like 152K. It's been like get a ton more views every day this past week, just since Monday.
To me, Instagram is looking a little more like TikTok in the sense that like my TikTok, I just posted one last night. I think right now it's at like 400,000 on TikTok. For the first hour, I think it got up to like 8,000 views, and then nothing for 2 hours after that. It got like 1,000 views in between like 2 hours, and then right before I went to sleep it was at 30,000, and then this morning it was at 300,000. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just kind of like at that moment, how many people, you know, have finished the video. Okay, at this moment, you know, 35% of the people finish a video, so I'm going to send it to this many more people. You know, it's the algorithm just being the algorithm.
It's so weird because the last month or two I was complaining to Eric that like I wasn't really growing at all. My engagement was down, like everything seemed good. My story views were down, everything. And now that like I'm growing way more now. I'm getting way more views and I'm getting way more followers every day. And I'm reaching more people who don't follow me, which for some reason the last couple months I wasn't. So it's just like super weird how it all works.
It's just a big mystery. I mean, it's just
it really is.
You can have things that you know that will work with the algorithm generally, but you know, you have all these TikTok gurus out there, they're like, do this and this will happen. It's like, no, it won't. Probably not.
Use this sound, you'll get a million. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've used everyone. No.
Exactly. Yeah, and in fact, using the songs and using like trending audios now is not a great move because Instagram is ripping a lot of these audios. Like Instagram is actually, I had like 10 emails from Instagram last week of them taking down videos of mine from a couple years ago, just because artists are, you know, copywriting these videos or copywriting these songs basically. So if you use a trending audio, you might be screwed down the road. Like I have a couple where it's just, you can't even hear anything. and it really takes away from the context of the video. So that's why original audio, which is kind of like fucking doorbell.
What the fuck's going on there?
God. That's why
You're 85 years old.
I'm at my parents' house, right? Basically, I'm at my parents' house in Tucson right now. Sorry about that. But my point is that original audio right now is really where it's at, because
definitely
you're not getting your songs taken away, and just because Instagram is promoting original content so much, and that's what you do such a good job at, is you're not just sitting there lip syncing and pointing at stuff.
Yeah.
You're actually producing something that is yours. So. Yeah. That is
what else is great,
really helping people grow.
What's awesome about your content as well, Jared, is you are jumping on trends technically with like the life hack that is such a huge trend right now, but you're making fun of it and it's original, like it's a spoof. That's so good. So you're still like on that line of being on a trend, but it's original, and it's not just like Eric said, using someone's audio or just doing the same video as someone else. Like it's a new, fresh, new look on it, which I really like.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. We're all about compliments here at OverAsk.
Yeah, we are.
You're actually the first person, Jared. And we've had some big guests on. We've had Samir. I don't know if you know Samir. He does Zillow Gone Wild. He does Kale Salad.
Okay.
Runs all these accounts. We've had Ari, The Bachelor. These people I've all said that same joke to, that they don't follow me. And they actually followed me directly. They followed me directly on the show. You've been three times, and the closest I've gotten is maybe so good for you. If I don't get a follow though, this episode will not come out, so I will make sure of that.
I have seen your content before, and I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. Jared.
You're definitely good at that real estate stuff. I mean, it's a difficult niche to do. So
it is.
Who are you driving inspiration from right now? Are there any creators that you like that you're trying to replicate? Who are you following right now that you're trying to
replicate? My favorite one right now, I think, would be Stanzi Potenza. She does a lot of comedy.
Okay.
She's really funny.
TikTok, probably, Instagram?
Yeah, both. Okay. I think she just reposts on Instagram, but you've probably seen her without knowing, because she's pretty big. But a lot of her... you know, a lot of my inspiration just comes from watching TikToks, and then I might get some sort of idea from that.
Yeah.
Mainly spoof ideas, like watching serious TikToks and then wanting to spoof it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's, I do like that.
Yeah. I love that type of content too.
Yeah.
And it's just like fun and easy and light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I try to keep it as light as possible, but sometimes I get into, you know, more serious things, but most of the time it's just light.
Go ahead, Matt. It seemed like
go for it. No, not really.
All right, cool. You can ask him to follow you again.
No, well, Jared, sometimes we get these guests. It seems more like a conversation.
Well, that's good. That's what we want. You
know? I know. That's why I was just going to shoot the shit for a little. Yeah, okay. But go for it.
Eric. Who's your favorite baseball team, Jared?
I just love sports so much that I just could choose.
Do you have no favorite teams?
No, I don't follow sports.
Jared, where are you from? Where are you from?
Florida. Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow. You go to Disney World like every day?
I do not.
Okay, cool.
I was born and raised here, so, you know, it's kind of just there.
Right.
You know?
I like Orlando.
We eat down there a lot.
Let me bring this
back. They have really great restaurants.
Let me bring this back tactically real quick, because I am so interested in this growth and everything. I want to get back to this real quick.
Sure.
Are you responding to everybody in the comments? Are you DMing with people? Are you doing anything else to grow this? Or is it mainly kind of post and just keep posting? Like, what are you doing in stories? What are you doing in comments?
I spend probably 6 to 8 hours a day on Instagram and TikTok. Pretty much, if I'm not, say, I love playing video games. If I'm not playing a video game, I'm not actually working in real estate, I'm doing this. So I do respond to a ton of comments. I have a Discord that I talk to people in as well. It's very small, but I have some people in that I talk to. If people DM me and I can get to it, I will get to it. I also go live 4 to 5 times a week.
What are you doing on lives?
I read people's comments. Every comment that comes through, I read it.
So you mean just the actual comments that are coming in live? Okay, so no agenda and just start having a conversation with your followers. Are you doing the badges, like you're actually getting paid for these lives?
Yeah. I get like $10, $10 to $15 alive, which is great. It's really nice, you know, that people want to support me in that way, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, $10-$15 for half hour, hour, I'd be pissed.
I mean, the guy's making $4,000 or $5,000 with the other videos. I think.
I know. I gotta get on that. I don't know. My Instagram just got, it didn't get hacked, but it got.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I'm scared to like put anything in it.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I would be devastated.
Yeah, but it's back now.
That's good.
So, throw me a ball.
What's your backup plan for this? Like,
maybe we'll see.
What's your backup plan, Instagram and TikTok, if you know your account gets deleted or something? Like, are you building an email list or are you just
done? I'm not. It's literally just TikTok and Instagram. That's it.
Okay.
At least you have that's two why I big want... ones.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
With a good equal following.
But that's why I want to also build my YouTube as well.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have, you know, that if one or two, you know, God forbid, does disappear. So I'd have that.
Smart. Yeah. Well, let us know. We have people in high friends in high places here at Overath. So, well, I got mine back. So,
yeah.
And I've heard it's very hard too. So,
yeah, we have a couple of mercenaries up in Meta for us.
Right. Nice. Right in the
chop
Meta.
Some heads.
Yeah. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Jared, you're going to get, have you requested verification?
I have a couple times. I'm not important enough.
Yeah. You need more press.
Yeah. Yeah. I have
we wrote an article about you and Bam.
Yeah, there was that. Also,
number
I was
one
on
media site in the world.
I was in a BuzzFeed article.
There you go.
Oh, that's huge.
That was last year when I just did real estate stuff. It was for a silly video I did about the housing market being crazy in 2021. Mm-hmm. And then I think I was in an article for lead generation, saying like what I would do, like when I did actual lead generation, what I did. But that was it.
Yeah, what, so nothing, you, did nothing what you did before you spent 8 hours on social media and 8 hours playing video games.
That's right.
And more power to him. That's
I know. That's
the,
like
that's the life right
what
there.
What video games are you into? I just bought a Switch Lite. I've been in this hotel for 3 months and I'm going crazy. So
I have a Switch. I also have an Xbox, but I play PC games mostly.
Okay.
Just like everything. I mean, your basic games like Rocket League and Warzone.
Okay, Warzone.
I play I like history a lot. I'm a huge history buff, so I play things like Europa Universalis 4, Crusader Kings 3. It's just things like that.
Do you ever bring history or any other of your passions into your content?
I have not. I had a second channel where I started to do that. But I got really discouraged because I was used to getting a lot of views per video. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I started posting on a new account and that didn't happen, you know.
Yeah. From scratch again. Not
I get
exactly. It's so difficult.
It's actually not a bad idea to have another account that just isn't like niche specific or is niche specific for something else. Maybe I should do something like that. I just have so many, like I have bad real estate picks with trying to get like more consumers, which is bad real estate picks. We have Overass. Yeah. Broke agent media, so I can't even really. I don't have time to do another one. That would be crazy.
I get it. Yeah,
you're a Star Wars guy too. I see Baby Yoda in the background.
Yeah, I do like Star Wars. Yeah,
nice.
He's back there too.
Oh yeah, there he is. Wow. I have a Baby Yoda. I have like three Yodas.
Nice.
Is Star Wars? What would you choose? Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, or Harry Potter?
Star Wars.
Eric.
Same.
Oh, I'm Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen the Star Wars.
I have actually.
Okay.
Just not the new Disney series.
Right.
Well, anyways, folks, that was great. Jared?
Any parting words of wisdom or anything? Anything else to tell our audience, marketing-wise, content-wise?
I guess for content, a lot of things one main thing that I see realtors doing are making videos for realtors. If you're trying to do that, that's great. But if you're just trying to do it for lead gen, make it for non-realtors, you know. There's just a lot of like the same content, and it's using very very specific language that a lot of people aren't going to understand. So just gear your videos towards who you want them to see it. So.
I think a good healthy mix sometimes, like, because you can get referrals, right? But I totally see what you're saying in the sense that you don't want your entire feed to be like a broke agent feed where it's just realtor right. to realtor jokes because you want your clients to also relate with what you're saying. If you are using Definitely. Terms like FHA and you're screwing with people, a little callback to, you know, minute eight here, then you could, yeah, throw people off. So yeah, that's yeah. good advice.
Yeah. I mean, it was his parting words. You didn't have to shit all over it, but that's yeah. all right.
I was elaborating.
No, I mean, saying, if had he wanted to elaborate, he would have elaborated. He said, you know,
I elaborated for him. I think
no, that elaboration further. Worked, you know, no, that's Jared, exactly don't, what I meant to say.
Don't, you know,
yeah. I'm just saying like, you know, we want the real estate content he's in too, the wrong. Because that's how you're going to get the virality with a lot of it too. That's how you're going to get those referrals, but
right.
also agree with what you're saying.
Yes. No, I agree with you, Jared.
Hey, thanks,
Eric.
I mean, you create mostly real estate to real estate.
I do humor, but I'm trying to.
Your angle is just to go against me. That's fine.
No, my end goal is to get. I'm always going to be in real estate, but to not have to actually sell all the time.
Is your goal to get out of real estate completely? Actually,
Jared,
and just be doing videos.
Not necessarily. I'll always have my real estate license.
Yeah,
you know. Even right now, like I work in real estate 10, 15 hours a week. I do a lot of referrals. But, you know, and the rest of that time is just spent on content creation. So, you know, it's already kind of like that. I've already yeah. done, you know, I've already started doing a lot of content creation with a little bit of real estate. But, you know, probably for about a year or so, I've only had to work about 10, 15 hours a week.
That's awesome.
So.
Amazing. Jared, thanks so much for being on.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.